Today, the U.S. announced a $6 billion long-term military aid package for Ukraine. That's the largest to date. It will allow the U.S. to purchase new equipment produced by the American defense industry for the Ukrainian military. This announcement comes days after the U.S. announced a $1 billion package that would provide equipment to Ukraine. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by CBS anchor and reporter Michael Toscano. Thanks for the time. Was this expected to have this much, $6 billion, and how long is this going to last? Is this going to be the end of it?
I don't think it'll be the end of it. And it has been something that they've been trying to plan for quite some time, you know, because especially in Ukraine, where the weather is such an important factor in the type of warfare that happens. And of course, we're out of the winter now and we're into summertime. So you're talking about more ground action, and there may be some changes away from the air offensive, which is usually more important in the wintertime. So this is something that's been badly needed by Ukraine. They've been saying we need surface-to-air missiles, for instance. We need to be able to move those around and to be able to be defensive against the Russian drone strikes and other airstrikes from above. And so I think that it's been a two-part thing, because the $6 billion package that you just referenced, a lot of that is going through the special initiative, and this has to do with longer-term contracts dealing with the defense industry. And so you've got to send these things out. There have to be contracts made. Parts have to be manufactured, which, of course, is done in the United States. And so then that could take quite a while to get some of those into the pipeline. So the $1 billion package from earlier was things that they can start sending already. And in fact, I think as soon as that announcement was made, I think planes began taking off of about $1 billion worth of weapons and ammunition. They had air defense munitions and artillery rounds that are very much in demand by the Ukrainian forces, as well as things like armored vehicles and other weapons like that. And that, some of that they can just pull off the shelves, and some of that is also warehoused in Europe. So that is getting to the Ukrainians pretty quickly. But of course, they really couldn't do that until they got the go-ahead from Congress.
Is help coming from anywhere else? And obviously, you know, the ripple effects of this, it's going to ruffle some feathers elsewhere.
Yes. In fact, there's this organization called the Ukraine Defense Contract Group, and about 50 countries take part in that. And they get together for virtual meetings occasionally. And they just had one. In fact, this morning, President Zelensky of Ukraine addressed this coalition. And he was saying, you know, we need more. We need like eight of these Patriot defense systems. Now, these things are very, very expensive. So each battery, these Patriot batteries, cost about $1 billion. Every single missile that you fire up is about $4 million. Now, Germany said, we can give you one. And the UK has said, we can come up with a couple. We don't know exactly how many the U.S. is trying to supply. They're giving aggregate figures. They're not saying we're giving like two or three or four of these Patriot missiles. So, yes. Now, Spain, oddly enough, said we can't give you one because we need that for our own defense. So some of the countries are stepping up. Others, not so much. The U.S. is, but we don't know to what extent.
Michael, thanks very much for the reporting and for the time. Michael Toscano, CBS reporter.